Okay.
I'm joined by Lena, spokesperson for the Revolutionary Leadership Council in Damascus. Lena, the Free Syrian Army has declared that the Battle of Damascus has begun. Is that how it looks to you?
Well, yes, this is how it looks to me. It seems that the Free Syrian Army took so much time to prepare for this. It has witnessed so much brutality against the people. It has witnessed so much, so many offensives against so many cities in all over Syria. And now it knows that Damascus, it's their last frontier. So if they want to save Syria, they have to control, to take over Damascus and be in control of the capital, and to show that the regime has no more control over this country. The thing is that the Free Syrian Army is supported by the people, because we know that they are our only hope after the whole world has failed us. So we know that we have to defend ourselves. We have to go through the battle, to go through the fight in order to stay alive.
What's been happening today?
You can hear gunfire, explosions, the sounds of shelling. Helicopters are flying over the sky of Damascus since 2 days now. The clashes, as we can call them, they're not real clashes, because they are the Free Syrian Army and the regular army don't have the same level of power, of course. The regular army has tanks, has aircrafts, but the Free Syrian Army is doing their best to try and take over these places and areas that it is present in them. There are fights are going on. Aircrafts are shelling the areas of Midan, Jobar, Qabun, which are in Damascus. This is the new thing here. This is the new turning point, that the regime is shelling Damascus.
Have you witnessed any of this fighting yourself?
I haven't witnessed them, but I've heard gunfire. I've heard the sounds of shelling, the sounds of explosions. People here on the streets, it's not the same anymore. People are afraid. We are scared. People are afraid of leaving home. The areas that are being shelled in Midan and Abun and in Jobar, they are starting to leave their areas to safer areas. So you can say that Damascus is on fire today, actually. It is boiling here today.
How's it been different? You've been saying similar things for several weeks. How is it different now?
It is different because the shelling has started inside Damascus. Damascian people here, the people of the capital, are leaving their homes, leaving their neighborhoods, trying to find shelter in other neighborhoods. This didn't happen before. What happened before was that people from Homs, from refugees from Homs, from other provinces have come to Damascus, and we were helping them. Now we want people to help us, but we don't know where to go. This is different.
Earlier this morning, I was speaking to Tariq. I think he's also in the Revolutionary Leadership Council of Damascus, and he was saying at that stage that it didn't look as if the battle had begun, because at that stage it didn't look as if the Free Syrian Army had started the fight. But now, does it look different?
Well, now after we have talked to people from the Syrian Army, they say that they have started. They wish for the best. They want the people to support them, and we are 100%. We back them up. We are with them. We want to support them. This is what they're saying. Of course, when we are talking about the Free Syrian Army, we're not talking about taking full control of the capital. We are talking about a hit and run tactic. This is what the Free Syrian Army is opting for now. And they're opting for the civilian support, which they have gained through the past months and weeks, because we know now that the international community has failed us. So we are after the Free Syrian Army. We back them up 100%. We trust their choices. This is the point.
But you're making a distinction between sort of hit and run tactics and some kind of takeover of Damascus. That's a long way off, presumably.
It is a long way off. We are not expecting this to end very soon. We could see it coming anyway. We knew that what happened in other cities of Syria, like in Homs, Daraa, Idlib, Deir ez-Zor, is about to come to Damascus. We were hoping for this not to be true. We were hoping for a political solution, but of course the regime refused any kind of political solution. The problem is that Russia is still backing up the Syrian regime, so they have left us no way out. We know that this might take a long time because we have to take our right with our own hands. We have to protect our people. We have to protect ourselves. But this is how things go. We have no other choice. We have no other choice. It's either that the regime will kill us, it will burn Damascus to the ground, just like it burned Homs to the ground. Everybody sees what happened in Homs, and nobody, the whole world didn't move. The whole world didn't offer any help, not even humanitarian help, not even humanitarian corridors. So that was really cruel to us as Syrians. Now we know that we have to stand up on our own through the fight, even if it takes a long time.
What are the Free Syrian Army fighting with?
Well, of course, they don't have tanks. They don't have aircraft to fight with. They have simple weapons, but they have good tactics, we hope. They have their own plans. They have their own plans. Of course, they do not share with the world, so they wouldn't give themselves away. But let's hope for the best.
Have there been significant defections in Damascus in the last few
Yeah.
days?
Yes, of course, there have been defections, and we are expecting even more, especially after the Free Syrian Army has taken the move now. We are hoping for the best. Let's stay hopeful. We have waited for this for so long. We have waited for 1 year and almost half year for someone to help us. No one offered their help. Now this is in Damascus. This is the last frontier. We hope the world sees how Syrians in Damascus reject the Assad regime, so they would know in the end that this is a revolution and nobody helped us in our revolution. This is why we have to carry up weapons and defend ourselves.
Okay, Lena. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much too.